Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate office. I am Tone Diggs.
Attababy Toe.
That voice you hear, that man you see, is Bubba Gumpino, the bearded wonder, the Canadian sensation.
One day I will get this right.
I think you're fucking spot on, Paul.
Feels a little off.
No, you're spot on. You're spot on. How you feeling? How's life? How's Canada?
I mean, it is what it is. Fucking.
Did you go out to watch the Coyotes last night?
Yeah, I got pretty fucking quiet pretty quick. It was electric in the first period, though. But they had some good tarps out. The fucking Orange Gretzky, Tyson Barry, a few of the lads. But you can't get shut out by fucking Perry's cousin.
No, you absolutely cannot. Nikki Skates. Coils? Were you on the Coils?
What?
Were you on the Coils?
No.
Were you on the Avalanche?
Wait, what did I take? Jesus Christ.
You were on the Coilers.
Yeah, we ended up going with the Coilers because of the value, and we didn't know what Pavel Francouz was going to do.
Played
very well. And the Avalanche as a whole played very well, and stymied the Oilers. They had nothing going.
I'm not
going
to put last night on Mike Smith, though. I thought Mike Smith played pretty fucking well.
Yeah, it's kind of been like that the whole time. He's only really had like a handful of like bad games. A lot of it's been the team in front of him, and they gave him no help again last night.
Did they score less than 7.5 last night? I didn't see.
Yeah, what was it? Gump 4-0?
It's weird. I didn't get
three
any.
Zip? Was it 3-0?
No, did they get 4?
No, yeah. It was 4-0. It was 4-0. I didn't get any tweets about the under last night, though. That was weird. Mitt, how you doing, pal?
Oh, I mean, talking about hockey, I had the Avalanche -1.5 last night.
He did.
Yeah, the over smashed. There was never a question. I hit some parlays. It was a pretty good night for me, actually. I had a great time.
Yeah.
Fucking seized, baby.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go, dude. They might do this thing.
I mean, that came out of, first off, Steph started unbelievable, and the C's.
And then what happened to Steph Curry in the fourth quarter, Tony? Bye-bye, Steph. Disappeared like he usually does in the finals, fourth quarter. Oh, see ya, buddy.
That is not a thing that Steph does.
Oh, really?
The guy scored. You're going to attack a guy who scored 34 points?
How many points did he have in the second half?
Do the first quarter points count to the total for the game? Or
how many points did he have in the second half when the Celtics were just going on an absolute run and they couldn't stop shit?
He had 13 in the second half, so.
Man, if you ever tweet at me about Marcus Smart not being an absolute dog.
I said he was an absolute dog.
Oh, I thought you were trying to troll me.
No, I said thank you.
Oh, I thought you were saying that because Curry went off in the first half. I misunderstood.
No, Marcus Smart was playing out of his mind. He had like a couple steals. He hit a big shot, and then I tweeted that, and then
he hit a few threes in the first quarter too.
Yeah,
Derek White. I mean, what the fuck?
That was. Well, no, because I tweeted at one point that was the greatest shooting first half of all time by both teams. Neither team was missing really.
Yeah.
And then the third quarter happened, and I was like, oh, okay, Warriors got this. And then Celts just didn't miss in the fucking fourth.
Lights out. Big Al, dude. Big Al will give you one. He'll give you one a series where he goes off.
He will give you one. Fucking Jalen had 24. Tatum stunk.
Yeah. Facilitator, though.
I mean, like, is that the only strategy that you can play Boston? Like, kind of just make other people beat you?
Yeah, you got to make them shoot like that again.
Yeah,
I mean, that's fair. But it feels like Tatum's starting to realize, like, he doesn't have it, you know? He doesn't have to. Like, there is guys. These guys can score. There's other guys on this team that can score.
Absolutely.
Pritchard's nice, man. Pritchard doesn't get enough fucking credit.
It's Connor's favorite player.
I love him. Oregon boy, he's a fucking dog. He showed up he's always like swagged out. They showed him on the fucking flight home after they won, I forget what series it was, just wearing like a white beater. It was fucking hysterical.
I will say this, Mitt did say though he's taking Warriors game two.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to be taking Warriors -4 on game two.
But we can say, we talk about that next week when they play game two.
It's Sunday.
I know what it is, but it should be fucking tomorrow.
Celtics money line again.
Running it back. They take
Celtics money line until this fucking series is over.
Okay.
What's the line going to be in Boston? Pick them?
Probably.
Boston minus 1 point favorites,
yeah. Yeah.
Depends. If they win, if they go 2-0, then Golden State would – I would almost think that Golden State would be favored game three.
Oh, this is going to be a banger. This is going to be a good series.
Did you I didn't realize this game first pitch was – did you take cards first 5 plus a half?
No. Are they up?
Yeah, they're up 4-3.
Who are they playing?
Cubbies.
Yeah.
Mikolas is getting plus a half against Cubbies.
I saw – what's his name was fucking it was plus a half for the Cubs this morning. I didn't see it switch.
It did switch to Mikolas. I had a good night on the diamond. Did you?
Not great. Fucking big surprise. Flexen fucking did me in.
Told you, pal.
Fuck, I Nick just fucking won't stop. He's like, you can't stop betting the Mariners. You got to stick it out. And I told him. I said, so I'm losing a lot of money on the Mariners, and Nick just won't.
He's like, at some point, your dogs from last season, if they're hurting you this season, you are going to have to take them out behind the shed.
It's a shame.
I know. It's tough. I don't love it. I don't love it.
No, the Yankees pushed for us. They were tied after five, and then Atlanta won for us. And then what was the other one? I was 2-0-1.
What else did you have?
I can't remember off the top of my head. Doesn't matter. We got, by the way, if you're new to the show, if you always watch the show, today's Picks Friday.
Oh, the Reds. We had the Reds.
Bingo.
Fucking dads came home, too. I love it. Give me anytime dads are getting plus a half, I'm fucking going down.
Well, we will talk about that today. Picks Friday, we kind of just roll through the picks that we have for the day and the weekend. Nice little summer weekend. We'll get you out of here. We'll get you to your fucking parties. We'll get you to your happy hours. We'll get you to your yachts. Whatever you do for fun on the weekend. We got a full MLB slate. I got 10.
10 piece?
Yeah. You?
Let me check.
Maybe 9. Jesus. I wanted to see what happened with the Phillies.
Yeah, I'm 9 piece too. Phillies fired Girardi, huh?
Yeah, they did. Now I gotta figure out where on my wall coach just got fired game. It happened. It was great for the Cougars.
Yeah, baseball's different, though.
I know.
Maybe not.
And then we got playoff hockey tonight.
One game. You know what it is.
Why don't we just fucking start right there? What's the stat? Give me the stat.
It's 18-0 right now, I believe.
18-0 going for 19, or is it 19 going for 20?
I believe it's 18 going for 19.
Either way, it's a lot of games in a row where the Lightning, if they lose, they then win the next game.
So obviously we're on the Lightning money line, minus 130. I will say this, though, boys.
Oh, no.
Is Vasilevsky hurt?
I don't love it tonight. This Rangers team, they're hot. They're hot.
This is such bullshit, man. They should have been outed by Louis Domingue, and now we're sitting here.
What does Mid always say?
If you're either hot or you're due?
It feels like the Rangers are both.
Okay. Now, I didn't love it game one, and you guys forced me to take Lightning. Remember when you guys did that? But I love betting streaks. Might as well bet it until it doesn't happen. I have to be on the Lightning tonight. Moneyline.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to ride. Like I said, I'm sticking with the Lightning until this thing's done. No matter what happens, I did it last year with the Habs. You fucking ride it. Ride it till it's over and see where it gets.
Is it gameplay, Nick? Or is it just like, because the Rangers have been fucking lighting it up like last, what, 4 games they've scored at least 5 or something like that?
Yeah, for them, I think it's confidence now. I think they know. Like before it was like, okay, you know, they were getting outplayed. Maybe we don't belong. Now I think they're very comfortable. They've come back from a lot of elimination games and a lot of dire circumstances and a lot of games being down, like in games they were down by a couple goals in multiple situations. They've come back. They've shown they can do that. I think now they're just like, the moment isn't too big for them anymore. So they're playing confidently. They're creating some turnovers, and they're playing a little bit more of a team game than they were before going in. So I expect the Lightning to wake up, and I expect a much better game from them. But I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, I just got a bad feeling.
Feeling about this one.
The Rangers might do something special here.
Come on, boats. Figure it out.
And guys, the Rangers have had the Lightning's number all season long.
True.
Stammer will fucking do it. Stammer will turn it around. You want Stammer Hattie tonight.
Official stats after a loss. The team is 18-0, and that includes Andre Vasilevsky.
Who doesn't give up
shit. Who has a 149 goals against, but more importantly, has a 942 save percentage and 5 shutouts.
Come on, lads. You can't lose the fucking Rangers.
The total in this game is 5.5, which I will not be touching.
Come on. Take the over, Tom.
The over?
Yeah.
No, no.
I'm 5.5's low.
It is low.
I'm a sucker. I'll take that.
I go correct score, Tampa Bay 3-1.
Most dangerous lead in hockey.
Correct score, Tampa Bay 3-1. That's what I see right now.
Okay. Steph 3, by the way, was first basket last night.
After fucking Tatum missed.
Yes, he did.
He missed two, dude.
So you're on C's on Sunday. Mitt's on Warriors on Sunday.
Also, I am riding this over heavily on this series. I think Boston's going to compete offensively. They're just going to make it a game, and they're going to have to score at least 110. So let's go.
See, I after last night, what it went over by?
A lot.
It went over by 13 points.
Jeez.
And they still at 214, right?
It's 215.5. They have not changed the total. There's a good chance I look at the under on Sunday strictly because of how well both teams shot. I don't know. Yeah. Are they going to do that again?
Could happen, dude.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to take whatever the 215.5 or above. I'll probably wait because I assume the over's going to that number's going to keep going up. I will take the under for game two.
Fucking Time Lord can just do what he wants too. Like they just throw the ball up in the air. Fucking
You know what was the Warriors last night also were very bad finishing at the rim.
Yeah.
Like very bad.
Yeah. I mean Boston's defense, like Boston matches up so fucking well against the Celtics, like really looking at it. Because they have a couple lineups you can't fucking defend. They're not big Warriors are not big enough to defend the Celtics, I think, really. It's awesome. Feed this is so much fun. Lord.
Feed fucking Time Lord, dude.
Before we go to baseball, so we did the NHL, we did NBA pretty much. Who you got between George Kambosos and Devin Haney?
Oof. I'm going back and forth on this.
There is a boost, though. There's a boxing boost.
Yeah.
Haney to win by points or decision versus Kambosos is plus 150. That's a steal, right? I mean, Haney always wins by points or decision, especially against Kambosos.
Kambosos is a bit of a dog, if I do recall.
So,
is that not a UFC boost, a boxing boost?
No, there's no UFC boost, which is undefeated. The hell's going on here? On the fucking boxing?
Yeah.
Lefty's got intel on the boxing, so take this however you want to take this.
So Devin Haney's dad is his trainer, wasn't going to be able to be at the fight, got an emergency visa, and will be there in his corner. Gotta love that boost right there.
Where's his fucking lawyer? Can we get his lawyer on the horn?
That's a great point. Probably,
what the fuck are we doing?
Probably the
this guy an emergency visa.
Get an emergency visa? It's a state of emergency.
We do need one for you, Gump. It is feels off in here without you, man. I love you and miss you.
Where's Bill Haney from?
Yeah, where is this fight? Is it like in Australia or some bullshit?
Hold on. I gotta.
What has happened here?
Bill Haney granted 11th hour approval. From what country? Australia.
Where?
Or no, the fight's in Australia.
Yeah, the fight's in Australia. So it's like they got the tight, like, you know, COVID-free visa restrictions, all that shit. But hey, he's going to be there. And I love Devin Haney.
Hey, I got to ride with whoever just got the fucking emergency visa. That's good juju.
That was a U.S. citizen getting a visa for Australia.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't affect me at all, but I just feel like that's the right thing to do.
I like what you just gave us there.
No, you're welcome.
Now, since you're in.
Hell yeah. Jack of all trades.
I need to talk to you.
Oh, no.
Hit me.
It's the odds aren't out yet. Because we don't know who he's playing, but do we take Rafa?
Yeah.
Especially since he just got a probably 5 hour match was gonna be. It's probably gonna be five set, 5 hours. Got cut short.
Yeah, I think you're gonna be looking at hanging like -350, -400 on Rafa in the final here.
You think he's gonna take on Casper Ruud or?
Yeah, so I'm on Cilic there. Cilic is kind of just giving up in the third set here. Hopefully we'll just... That's like a move, though. They do it all the time. They play possum in the third set once they get broken. And then they come back
firing. They don't want to waste energy for no reason.
Yes, exactly. So I'm on Cilic there. Hopefully he can come back. But yes, likely Casper Ruud. Fucking Casper Ruud. Is going to be in the final against Rafa.
We're going to have to lay a pretty price with fucking Rafa versus
Casper. Hopefully
there will
be some kind of boost there. Or we can lay the games because Rafa's probably just going to take him out back on the clay there.
How's things going for Bill Zalatoris? Isn't having the best of days. Who else were you on? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's been a frustrating watch from my view. Morikawa hasn't really fired. Joaquin Neiman, I think, still hasn't fired. He's one under. Hopefully... you know, one of those two will. Bill Zalatoris, he was looking good early, and then he double bogeyed, and then bogeyed the hole after that. He's found it again, but he missed some key birdie putts early on with the flat stick. Just always seems to betray the lad.
Yes, it
does. Bill?
Yeah, Bill Zalatoris, yeah.
Man, what's that guy's deal?
Can't putt.
Boy, like hit
the fucking best ball
track,
striker on
the
tour, and he can't putt.
That'll happen.
Yeah, get out there, dude. That'll hit fucking 6,000 balls a day.
Comm Smith is your favorite right now.
Yeah, he is.
At +470 coming up on 5-1 there. Rory also poking around +650. Davis Riley.
That's your guy.
A week late and a dollar short. He's on the board. He's at 12-1. So, yeah, I mean, I'll probably find a scud missile Sunday morning, not loving my trio. How are the round robins going?
Round robins, I ran it back with the same guys I had yesterday because four or five went. Rom won his group this morning with Lowry and Bison. I think Bison shot 12 over. Spieth is currently down two strokes to fucking Sepp Straka, so not looking great there. KH Lee is dominating his again, so we're good there. Bill Zalatoris, even though he is +1 on the day, Jason Day's +2 and Herbert's +3, so we're going to get a win there probably.
Very nice. You have this written down.
Yeah, and it's going to come down to Berger and Molinari, it looks like, for that last one. Berger's -1 on the day, Molinari's -2, but we're only through 8, so.
Yeah, I got
you. If the three ball... fucking day by day is my new gambling addiction.
Yeah, I mean, how much did it pay out? Sorry.
Well, yesterday, if I can't remember who went off last. Oh, fucking Rami went off last.
Yeah.
It would have been like 125 to win 1500. He lost, though. Two were pushes, two were wins. It was like 125, and I won like 200.
Gotcha. It's an interesting strategy.
Things had to go. A lot of things have to go their way, but, you know.
Pulisic to Liverpool, lad.
Chelsea fans ain't fucking buying it. Little do they know they got American owners now. They don't have fucking Russian fucking trillionaire, dude. Like, they already let players walk for free. You think they're not going to sell a player who doesn't even start for them? Like, players transfer from Chelsea to Liverpool all the time. It's not like other sports where you don't go in division and shit like that. Like, it happens all the time.
Okay. Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
He'll be good under Klopp, too, man.
Of course he will. He's going to be good under anybody.
Love the Astros tonight. We'll close with
that. You're on the Stros?
I'm on the Stros. All right. And I like them over 4.5 team total.
That is a good lead. Thank you, Brucey.
They got a bad pitching matchup, don't they, Bruce?
Yeah, they're that's why they're only -135, I think. But that bullpen's weak back there.
Full gamer.
I'm a full gamer. Yeah, you got to remember that. The Royals bullpen, not scared.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to fade the Royals.
Thank you, Brucey.
See you guys. Love you, Gump. Miss you, Gump.
Love you, boss.
DTBs are in shambles. All right, let's go to the diamond. You ready?
Yeah.
I got a 10-piece. You got a 9. Let's fucking roll through them. First game is the San Francisco Giants at the Miami Marlins. Oh, no.
What happened?
We got a fucking pitching change.
Oh, no. Who's out?
Fucking Cobby's out.
What?
Cobby's out.
Who's in?
Fucking Barbia.
Who?
Fucking John Barbia.
What are we doing?
You don't know John Barbia?
I'm about to find out.
Yeah, you and me both. We're going to handicap this one live.
Oh, he's 3-0, 3.32. I'm still on the fucking Giants at a better price.
Oh, he's got a 2.81 expected ERA.
Yeah, this guy's a stud.
He's not a starter, but...
Doesn't matter. Barbia has always been good in Miami, too. He loves it there.
So, I was on Cobby earlier. I was on the Giants first five, and you had to lay 160 for that. But now we're laying... What are we laying here, pal?
Oh, minus 115, minus 120?
No, 150 for the first half.
Barbia has never lost on a Friday, either.
Why?
Yeah, he's never lost on a Friday.
All right, we're still on the Giants.
Yeah, hell yeah. Why not?
Huh. Yeah, we're on the Giants. What are
Cobb
we
even? Cobb hasn't been great.
Who?
Cobb hasn't been great.
No, his ERA is a little inflated. You know, I think he's pitching better than that, but better than his numbers.
All right.
Nats are at Cincy, Josiah Gray, and Mike Minor. The one game I'm not on.
Is this Minor's first start of the year?
Is it?
Mike Minor was a fucking moneymaker with Texas, or was that the Royals?
Royals. Yeah, this is his first start of the year.
The way the Reds are going, give me the fucking Reds.
Wow, dude. First start of the year, taking them.
Yeah, of course. I love Mike Minor.
All right. Fucking shoot away, pal. Angels at Philly, Silseth versus Eflin. I like Girardi's fucking hot. Eflin just avoided arbitration last week. Eflin's actually been their one pitcher who's actually been pretty good. I don't love it, but I'm going to take the Phillies here.
You're on your own, my friend.
Yeah. You're not coming with me?
Nah, the Phillies are not for me, my friend.
You get them... Where did they go to? Minus 126 full game. Similar for first five. Yeah, I'll be on the Phillies on that one, pal.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out.
D-backs at Buccos, Merrill Kelly and JT Brubaker. Both pitchers, not bad. But
Brubaker's found it lately.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, I'm good on this one. I would lean Pirates just the way Brubaker's been going. Yeah, Brubaker hasn't given up many runs in the last few starts, but yeah, I'll sit this one out.
Yeah. Bieber is going to Baltimore, Guardians versus O's.
Yeah.
First five money line, Bieber's a mismatch versus Zimmerman, and Cleveland's top 10 versus lefties. Give me the Guardians.
Yep. Bieber, fan of the program. I love Bieber.
Bieber is a fan of the program, and he's a great pitcher. So we back our guys. I think I might shock you with this one.
Oh, no.
Detroit at the Yankees. Elvin Rodriguez versus Garrett Cole.
I'm on the minus 360. You're getting plus 1.5, aren't you?
I'm on the Tigers first five, plus 1.5.
Is it Eduardo Rodriguez, E-Rod?
No. If it was E-Rod, I wouldn't be taking it. It's Elvin Rodriguez, who, let's see here.
Elrod.
Elrod.
Elrod Hubbard.
Here's what scares me. He has an actual ERA of 6, but his expected ERA is 3.
All right.
Which is about the same as Garrett Cole. He's only thrown 11 innings. Trust me, I don't love this pick. I'm not out here telling everybody to take the fucking Tigers.
Sounds like that's what you're doing.
I am, actually. That is exactly what I'm doing. But Tigers are 7-3 in their last 10, same as the Yanks. Yankees bats haven't been as good as they were at the beginning of the season. I'll take the plus 1.5 on Detroit.
Do you need any more time to talk yourself into this?
I almost needed a few more minutes, but I'm good. I assume you're staying away from that one?
Yeah, I'm good, pal.
Chichi Gonzalez goes against Kikuchi. You do anything here?
Fuck off.
Yeah, I'm not taking this one.
Nah.
No thanks.
Nah.
Toronto probably would have been the side, but I don't feel good about it.
I guess. I don't love Kikuchi.
Yeah, me either. Vince Velasquez goes against McClanahan. White Sox at Tampa. You do anything here?
Nah, I don't want to lay a half with the Rays.
I am going to lay the half. And my notes say I don't love laying the half when the Rays are like in the bottom five against righties.
But Velasquez, though.
Velasquez versus McClanahan is what swayed me, even though McClanahan's a lefty against the White Sox. But I'll lay the half here with the Rays.
There we go.
Logan Gilbert versus Dane Dunning, Seattle at Texas. Got anything?
Give me Mariners first. Oh,
you are.
Logan Gilbert's been good, dude.
I looked at Seattle, but Rangers have actually been playing some good ball, so I stayed away.
Yep.
Urquidy and Singer. This is what you talked about earlier. Bruce talked about it. I'm actually going to take the Royals first five plus the half.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I'm not going to take it, Tony, just because
Singer's been good, and Urquidy has like a 7 ERA on the road and like a 1 ERA at home. Here's the thing, though. The Royals fucking stink.
That is true.
But I'm going to take Royals first five plus a half. I don't love it, though.
All
right. I'm just going to put that out there. Ooh, pitching matchup of the night. Dodds at the Brewers. Musgrove and Corbin Burns. They're both 2 ERAs, maybe sub 2 ERAs.
Sub.
Milwaukee's hitting a little bit better, so I'm going to take Milwaukee moneyline.
All right.
You're on Dodds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Plus a half.
I love Musgrove might be one of my favorite pitchers in the league.
He was a great bucko. I'll tell you that.
When he's going, he's fucking filth.
Yeah.
And he hasn't hit that spot this year where he's got roughed up yet. I know it's early, but last year he had like five really good starts, had that no hitter, and then he faded. He's been steady so far. It's his year to get paid too. He already turned down a monster from the Padres. So
yeah, if you're on the Padres here, I got nothing against you. It's just, you know, it is what it is. Freed is going against Chad Kuhl. Atlanta's at Colorado. I'm staying away.
Give me the Braves first five money line.
Yeah, that's probably the way to go. Absolutely. Sox Red are at Oakland. Eovaldi goes against Kapralian. Better batters, better pitcher. Boston first five money line.
I'm with you, my friend.
This was
Sox always struggle in fucking Oakland, though. That's my only concern.
This was more of like a fade Kapralian than it was.
I liked Kapralian last year, too.
Yeah, hasn't been as good.
Eovaldi seems like he might have found it. It was his first complete game last time out, which is surprising.
Let's get him to keep it going, okay?
Yeah, because he pitched like 11 innings in the World Series out of the bullpen.
He did. And then the last game of night, run back of the last night, Dodgers took down the Mets 2-0. Chris Bassett goes
fifth. Huh? Fucking bottom of the fifth. Uh-huh. Both runs bottom of the fifth.
That was a tough time for it to be. Dodgers and Mets. I'm going to go on the Dodgers minus the 140. Anderson's been slightly like a hair better than Bassett, and the Dodgers have been slightly better against righties than the Mets have against lefties. So Dodgers first five. It's whatever.
I'm taking the plus a half. I like Bassett. Yeah. Love Bassett.
I'm not going to argue with you on that one either.
Yeah.
Okay. So tonight, let's run through them. Got a bunch. Cards first five plus a half. That's happening right now, so it's not in there. Giants first five money line. Not Cobby, but we're still on it. Phillies first five money line. Eflin and Girardi firing. Get out. Guardians with Bieber first five money line. Detroit Tigers first five plus 1.5 versus the Yanks. Rays first five lane and a half with McClanahan. Royals first five plus a half against Houston. Milwaukee first five money line. Boston first five money line. And the Dodgers first five money line.
Give me Reds first five money line. Giants first five money line. Guardians first five money line. Mariners first five money line. Dads plus a half. Braves money line. Red Sox money line. Mets plus a half.
Okay.
Come on.
I don't think there's any other boosts. No. Oh, an MLB odds boost. MLB odds boost just popped up. Garrett Cole to throw 8 strikeouts and Judgy to record a hit. It's plus 200. Are you feeling anything about that?
Nah.
Okay. No hockey boost. What's going on, Nick?
I mean, I think we know what the bet is.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't fucking... The only hockey boosts they put out are fucking Rangers, dude.
Oh, I'm just seeing this tweet from 20 minutes ago. You seen fucking Scump's setup?
It's sick.
Scump?
Yeah, fucking Optic Gaming Scump. You seen it?
Nah.
Okay. We're going to tweet out all of our baseball picks for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Full day this tomorrow. Any MLS? Or no, we're an international break. Okay.
Yeah.
Next week
we'll fucking tackle the MLS.
We got hockey tomorrow. Anybody leaning either way?
Avs. Back on the Avs.
Okay, 3-0.
Yeah, you get them at a good price. And
minus 130, you kind of have to, huh? They really fucking shut it down last night.
They really did. Really, 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 really did.
They said, hey, game one, we can't just let them fucking run up and down the ice. Let's fucking...
I think we all thought it'd be closer.
They heard what everybody was saying.
They did hear what everyone's saying.
We can shut it down.
Totals at 7 again. You know where I'm going.
Fucking over for sure.
Tell you what, though. I'll be honest. It was 0-0 after the first, and I was still scared.
Oh, yeah. Shaking like a leaf.
As you should have been.
Because that game, it was the first period was electric,
too. Oh, yeah. There's like 15 scoring chances. It wasn't like it was
short of chances.
No, there was not. By the way, the TNT crew is much better.
TNT broadcast is 2,000 times better than the ESPN. Also, all three of those goals came within what, like
1 minute?
Yeah,
I was like, "Oh boy, here we go!"
Boom, 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 one after another, and then
it went quiet through the night. We can't thank everybody enough for watching and listening through the week. We appreciate it so much. Hopefully, you made some money. Hopefully, you like us. Hopefully, you'll come back next week, and hopefully, you'll win some money this weekend. And may that money you win this weekend bring you fortune and happy times. Mitt, good luck.
Good luck to you, Tony.
Nick, good luck.
Good luck, Tony. And Gump.
Gumpy, good luck.
Good luck, lads.
God bless.
Good luck.
God bless.
Good luck.
Hammer.
Dad.